Today in Victoria, a parliamentary inquiry into end-of-life choices will continue to hear arguments from both sides of the euthanasia debate. Comedian and broadcaster Andrew Denton will share his views with the inquiry today based on his own research from visiting countries over the past year that allow voluntary euthanasia. He's been listening to the pros and cons, and he's got a series of podcasts that are being produced as we speak. And we were speaking to him on breakfast a week or so ago about this. One of his podcasts is titled Better Off Dead. And today on RN's Earshot documentary at 11 o'clock this morning, you'll hear a powerful personal story from that series. In this excerpt, Liz Lenoble, she's in her late 40s and she's facing a painful death from cancer. She wants to have control over how she dies.
All right, you're on painkillers, you're in pain, you're detached from your brain anyway, you're scared, you've got cancer, you're going through chemo, you're still trying to understand what's going on. You're being told by doctors that, you know, you don't have much longer. And here is a doctor, and he invoked his God powers at that time. Who are you? How dare you? That's how I felt. And I felt judged. Very judged. Very judged.
And what was the judgment?
The judgment was that you would actually consider ending your life, which is actually incorrect judgment. I'm not considering ending my life. Cancer's doing that for me. I don't have the choice in that. I just don't want pain. And you, being the palliative expert, can't control it, and yet you want me still to die experiencing it. And you judge me because I don't want to do that.
Liz knows all about pain because she is one of the unfortunate people for whom even the strongest drugs that palliative care can offer barely touch the sides. Ever wondered what it's like to be so doped up on pain relief that you can't even tell people it's not working?
And be floating in a psychedelic coloured cube where you can't speak because you've got locked jaw from the drugs. You know that you're writhing around on a plastic sheeted bed. Your hands, they're clenched, and you can't talk. You can't talk. And you are completely vulnerable and at their mercy. And I was like that for days.
The image I get as you were describing that is it was like you were locked in a screen.
Yes, that's exactly right. Yeah, that's how I felt. And the fear of that, the fear that you fear, they can't, nothing takes that anxiety away. You still have it. And so I think probably when you're in that dying stage, that is exactly what it's like.
I've sensed that fear just hearing you, and I don't know what I'd be more frightened of, that will this thing ever stop or am I going to die?
Mm. Well, even at that point, you still don't want to die. But I remember thinking, surely in modern medicine, modern science, I can't believe I'm actually experiencing this.
Cancer patient Liz Lenoble speaking to Andrew Denton for his podcast series called Better Off Dead, and you can hear the full story on RN's Earshot today at 11 o'clock. And Liz's case there raises the complexity that medical practitioners are faced with when someone is gravely ill and wants palliative care but nothing seems to work. What can be done to relieve a patient's suffering when it seems like there is nothing modern medicine can offer? Dr. Ralph McConaghy is the director of the Wesley Hospital Palliative Care Service in Queensland. Ralph McConaghy, welcome to breakfast.
Thank you, Fran.
Liz's story there was pretty compelling, and that description of her pain and the notion of someone being locked in a scream,
yes,
and it seemed there was nothing that the palliative care medical fraternity could offer her. What do you do in a situation like that? What's the answer for Liz?
Oh, well, I think it's the very fact we're having the discussion indicates how difficult the answer is to find. I think if we were looking at her particular experience, it sounds very much like a reaction to a particular medication, which I could probably name, and I think suggest that for her, that's something that should be avoided I think for most people, experiences of that nature aren't common, but they do occur, and they're usually transient, and we need to listen, understand, and pay attention to what patients tell us about those experiences to try and avoid a recurrence of such an awful event.
Talking about listening to patients, though, Liz was expressing anger that her specialist would not support her application to access euthanasia treatment in another country, simply refused, said he'd be failing his job if he supported that. She was asking for it. She was telling him that everything he was doing was not helping her pain. What would your response have been?
I guess to explore things further, I think it's not as simple as someone comes and asks and you say yes or no. I think such a conversation probably needs to take place over several visits and needs to be in great detail to get a full understanding of what's behind that request.
What do you think about the answer that the doctor felt he'd be failing in his job if he was to support it? What do you think about that view of the world?
Look, I guess we all bring our own individual morality to our practice, just like anybody does in their profession or their trade. I think that we don't particularly have the right to put our moral view of the world on our patients, and I think we have to respect their rights to autonomy and to make their own decisions. We don't control that aspect of their lives, nor should we. So I think it ought to be more rather than a master servant supplicant requesting, from someone who holds power. It needs to be a relationship that's seen on an even level.
Have you ever been asked by someone to support an application?
No, I haven't actually. In all honesty, I haven't.
Have you? I'm guessing you've talked to your palliative care doctor. I'm sure you've talked to many people who've expressed a desire for euthanasia or contemplating it.
Yep.
What's your contribution to that conversation? Is it always trying to talk them out of it?
No, I think it's trying to understand why they're asking. Because the majority of people who request or want to discuss about hastening their death, the motivations are very different depending on the individual. And for some, it's an extension of lifelong values that they've held, that their desire for independence and self-reliance and autonomy has been strong throughout their life, and that extends to how they want to conduct the end of their life. For others, sometimes it's a request that says, am I valuable? I'm thinking about dying. Can you provide me the reassurance to say that I'm actually worth being cared about? And there's a huge spectrum in between.
Of course. And when you say, you know, the experience of Liz there, the pain experience, is not common, I would hazard a guess to say that neither is the request for euthanasia or the number of people who are seriously contemplating euthanasia. But if there is a case where the pain cannot be dealt with, we've got a situation now, a parliamentary inquiry, another one, this one in Victoria, looking at end-of-life choices. As a medical practitioner, could you ever countenance the legalisation of euthanasia here in Australia?
I could understand it occurring, I think. I think as someone who would probably in that setting be expected to facilitate it, I would find that very difficult as an individual. I've spent my entire life trying to assist people and help them through suffering. It's never been my intent in medicine to actually intentionally end someone's life, so I would find it a difficult proposition personally. But I could understand the way the debate and our society's values are that it could well come to pass that this becomes a legislated part of our life.
Dr. Ralph McGonaghy, thank you very much for joining us.
No problem. Thanks.
Dr. Ralph McGonaghy, Director of the Wesley Hospital Palliative Care Service in Queensland. He's not a supporter of euthanasia, as you could hear, and both sides of this debate will be giving evidence to the Victorian Inquiry, which starts again today, the Inquiry into End of Life. And a reminder that this morning at 11 o'clock here on RN's Earshot, you can hear Liz's story in full. She's a cancer patient speaking with Andrew Denton for his podcast series, Better Off Dead. And if anything we've been discussing here this morning has raised concerns with you, please contact Lifeline if you need to, 1311 14.